This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free. Freetalklive.com. On the way here tonight, we've got an update on two young ladies. Probably about, 13, 12 years old. They're got very blonde hair, very blue eyes, and they're very, very racist. In fact, they sing about their racism. Turns out there's a custody battle going on over them. We'll clue you in. 800-259-9231. But first, do you think that the Supreme Court, do you think that death penalties should be easier for inmates to receive, or should they be able to just continue to appeal and appeal? How do you feel about that? 800-259-9231, because that's in the news today. The Supreme Court handing down two decisions, according to ABC News and the AP, now making it easier for death row inmates to contest the lethal injections used across the country for executions and to get DNA evidence before judges in a pair of rulings and hinted at fresh caution on capital punishment.
So they hinted at fresh caution on capital punishment. I would say that nobody would not want inmates on death row to be able to get DNA evidence in front of judges. I mean, that makes perfectly good sense to just about everybody, I would think. But I also think that everybody hates the capital punishment system as it stands. Nobody who supports it wants to see somebody sit around and cost the state money for 15, 20 years while they're on death row, just kind of lounging in a little 8x10 cell and throwing pee on the guards or whatever it is that they do for fun. I'm not sure.
That's about it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, they throw more than that.
They just throw whatever they can get their hands on, I imagine. So I would think that nobody, and of course people that don't support the death penalty don't want them to go at all. So what
don't
you
want
sort
them
of
to go to
the gas chamber, or get lethally injected. So I would say that what you have is sort of a compromise. You know, that people, if they get the death penalty, they should die immediately. Or if they get the death penalty, they should they shouldn't get the death penalty, period. So what you have is sort of, they wait around 10 years. And some people find Jesus, and some people just grow up. And what you end up doing is killing a man who is not the man who did the crime.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't the same person even 5 years ago.
Right. I mean, if a man commits a crime at 18, sticks around 15 years, he's 33. If he killed somebody at 18, should he die at 33? I don't know. I mean,
let me give you the decisions here today. Okay. According to the American Civil Liberties Union, Stephen Shapiro says, today's decisions are further evidence of the Supreme Court's increasing discomfort with many aspects of the death penalty system. The vote was unanimous in allowing condemned inmates to make special federal court claims that the chemicals used in executions are too painful and therefore amount to unconstitutionally cruel and unusual punishment. Now, Torgo, I don't know if you've been keeping up with the Penn and Teller episodes from this season.
I actually haven't, which makes me sad.
Okay, because there was a great episode about the death penalty.
That one I did see, because it was like the second episode of the season. It's just, I've missed the ones since then.
Do you recall the portion where they actually went into detail about the chemicals that they use in the injection process?
Yes.
And how it is that, as I recall, it was just stunning, because I'd never heard this before. I mean, I know that people had made claims about the death penalty that they were cruel and unusual, but I don't remember the exact chemical names, but the chemicals that they use, it's kind of like a concoction of different ones. They inject the prisoner, and essentially the claims from the government have been that, well, this isn't cruel and unusual. Look, they're not in pain, as you look at the guy dying. Well, it turns out that one of the chemicals basically
paralyzes,
incapacitates you. Yeah. So you can feel everything. You can feel this excruciating pain that one of the other chemicals is giving to you as you're being killed. You are in just the most tremendous excruciating pain of your life. But yet, since your body is physically incapacitated,
right,
you're just sitting there with sort of a blank look on your face.
It's convincing.
Yep.
Right.
It seems peaceful enough to everybody who's watching.
And it's a big scam, essentially.
Yep.
These guys are in excruciating pain, but you can't tell.
Well,
pretty sick.
I see that. I see where you're coming from. But the argument, it's a weak argument to my point of view. I think that what you would get from The proponents of...
They'd say, he deserves it.
Right. And they would say the cruel... And of course, there were people, and people would come out to see the guillotine chop people's heads off in medieval Europe. So people are into that.
People may be sick and into that sort of thing, but that doesn't mean it's appropriate governments to be engaging in
this. We are basically a democracy, my friend.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it's just, I mean, that's the way it is. So you have to prove to people from
so
a point of view.
As long as sickos vote in the majority, then they get their sick ways.
I'm afraid so. This, as long as the sickos are voting for income taxes, they get their ways. But the point that I think is most relevant here is one that you and I have made on multiple occasions, that until the government is perfect and until they can not execute innocent people, because if they kill... I mean, how many people have we said 212 people? 221 people have come off of death row in America since 1971. That's 221 have come off of death row. That means that statistically, if we had 221 convicted people on death row, then we must have had more that were in fact executed.
Right.
So we killed innocent people. How many innocent people out of 100 are you willing to kill in order to keep this punishment?
Not just
kill. Is this punishment that great?
Not just kill, but also give an excruciating, unbearable pain.
Yeah. I mean, is this punishment just that fabulous? I don't think it is. I don't think that there's much difference to someone who's going to commit a murder between being killed or spending life in prison.
And just so you know, I just did the math real quick. That averages out to... one person every 8 weeks we've discovered we would have killed who was completely innocent of what it was that they were sentenced to death
right,
for.
The ones we've discovered.
The ones we've discovered.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. According to, again, the AP here, the vote, the unanimous vote was a slap to the Bush administration in 25 states, which supported Florida in arguing that allowing new appeals would jeopardize finality and justice for victims' families. According to Jeb Bush, quote, a series of court rulings have created so many chances for appeal that whether we have the death penalty or not is almost becoming moot when people are spending all of their natural lives on death row rather than having the sentence be complete. The winner in the case was death row inmate Clarence Hill, who was strapped to a gurney with lines running into his arms to deliver the drugs in January when Kennedy, acting on behalf of the court, intervened and blocked the execution. Hill is on death row for the killing of a police officer in 1982. Following the court's intervention in the Hill case, executions were also stopped in California, Maryland, and Missouri. Another state, North Carolina, began using a brainwave monitor in executions to assure a federal judge that inmates would not suffer pain. In the other case, justices ruled 5-3 that Tennessee death row inmate Paul House can use new evidence to try to get his conviction overturned in the 1985 murder of a neighbor. DNA testing revealed that semen found on Carolyn Muncie's nightgown and underwear belonged to her husband and not Mr. House. Kennedy wrote, House has cast considerable doubt on his guilt. The ruling lowers the bar for inmates who want to get a new hearing on evidence that was not used at their trials, although Kennedy said that that House's was a rare case in which jurors heard conflicting testimony. So things are getting a little bit easier for inmates to contest some of their charges here, some of their convictions. And I think that's a good thing.
Well, it would seem to me if you find new evidence in the case that you should be able to get a new trial. I understand that death row inmates are going to try whatever it takes, and the evidence is that it costs more in court fees than housing them. The court fees for death row inmates cost more than housing them does their entire sentence. So I would say that that's just another reason why we shouldn't be trying to put them to death, because they're desperate to do anything they want. I would like to see a comparison between lifer inmates and how many cases they file, because I am certain that lifers don't spend nearly the money that death row inmates do.
Well, we've also got some less serious crimes to talk about here tonight, including a woman that was, she's been charged with providing sex and alcohol to teenage boys. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free, including the archives, the entire year's worth of archives that we have right there on the front page of the site for your downloading convenience. You go get them, and you pay nothing. freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's Pork Fest 2006. Get firsthand information about the Free State and meet early movers at the Porcupine Freedom Festival starting June 23rd. For details, visit porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com.
Indeed, porkfest.com. So, still to come here, we've got the Prussian Blue story, the two little racist teens in the custody battle. We'll give that to you.
Their music is so awful.
Did you actually get a chance to listen to it?
I've heard a couple of their songs, yeah, from listening to the interview with them like was being played everywhere, and then I went to their website. And
we'll give you the update here in a bit.
Join their fan club.
800-259-9231. You're their one fan club member, I guess.
Yeah.
Portsmouth, New Hampshire. A Portsmouth woman has been accused of providing sex and alcohol to children under 16.
Mm.
Police said Peggy Bick, age 30, was already awaiting trial on indecent exposure and lewdness charges when she was arrested this week.
Good Lord.
Bick, she's not a bad-looking lady either. I mean, looking at the mugshot here, and of course we post all our articles on our BBS. You can see this a little bit later on. Bick is accused of throwing an alcohol party for some teenagers and even having sex with two adolescents.
Oh, my.
Captain Janet Champlain.
Not a good choice.
Captain Janet Champlain of the police department says, We're alleging there were a couple of different occasions that happened than the sexual contact between Ms. Bick and the minors occurred after she provided alcohol to them. The mother of two faces four felony sex charges and two charges related to the alleged underage drinking party. Last month, police arrested Ms. Bick after a dispute with a neighbor. Police said they had to remove Bick from the other apartment, and as she was leaving, she flashed her chest at the woman and her 13-year-old son.
Okay.
Good Lord, what is wrong with this person?
I don't know.
Great idea.
Other residents of Bick's Ledgewood Drive apartment building were shocked by the charge. One of her neighbors says, it's a little surprising. It's a little shocking. It's kind of disgusting.
They're right.
Kind of.
Police said that in such a case, it doesn't matter if the minors agreed to go along with the sexual acts because they're too young to legally consent. We all know that kids these days, they just don't know anything about sex, and they can't make any decisions for themselves.
I'm 27. I don't know anything about sex.
According to the police officer, this is really about child exploitation, and although they may be physically mature at a particular age, mentally and psychologically, there are long-term effects for this kind of thing.
I would have to agree.
Because the boys are under 16, many of the details of the case are not being released, but investigators said more teenagers could be involved, according to, again, the cops. Right now, we have two minor victims. We're looking at the possibility that there were others. She's being held on $50,000. Bail.
I can't believe they printed that. Two minor victims. They weren't victims of anything.
What do you mean?
Those two boys that she slept with, they weren't victims of anything.
I agree with you. I don't think they were victims either.
I think that
I don't think they would have pressed charges.
Supplied alcohol by somebody that they should not have been supplied by, and I think that she has.
How else are they supposed to get their alcohol?
What?
They're going to get the alcohol anyway. I mean, at least it was provided by a nice lady who was willing to have a little bit of sexual intercourse with them.
That's true.
You guys are sick and weird.
Now, hold on. Are you saying that you think the term victim is the appropriate term?
I think that victim might be pushing it a bit. I think the boys are pretty happy about, A, having gotten alcohol, and, B, having gotten sex
right.
from this older woman.
Sign me up for that victimization right now.
Yeah. I don't think that, in fact, these boys are old enough, mature enough, to realize that they have, in fact, been
okay,
victims.
If you feel that way, fine.
Then they weren't. There you go.
Yes, they were.
Wait a minute.
No.
If you feel that way, that they're not old enough and not mature enough, then what could the long-term consequences of these acts be for them? I mean, what sort of damage? I sent you a link there, Mark, if you want to click it to see what this 30-year-old lady looks like.
Yeah, I see her.
What could the long-term consequences of this be for these boys?
They could have difficult times having long-term relationships in their future. She could affect their mental state so that they have a difficult time with long-term relationships.
I got drunk and had sex at a party, and now I can't respect a woman. What? What are you talking about?
I'm just telling you. You know, minds are funny things.
If those kids were going to grow up to not be able to hold down a long-term relationship, they were already like that. This encounter isn't going to do it to them.
I got to agree. How do you feel about it? 1-800...
Thanks for your psychological evaluation, fellas.
Well, you gave one as well. How are we any less qualified than you?
Mine is the common one. Mine is what people believe.
Oh, so that makes it right.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, then, why don't you go ahead and just go along with what everyone else believes? Support the war and pay your taxes, buddy.
No, this is a psychological evaluation.
Right, but most people agree with it, so it must be right. Does that hold true everywhere else? It's just an opinion. Nobody knows, because nobody is those kids.
I'm sure you can get a psychologist to say, But just because, just because,
which is all you said. I'm totally with Torgo on this one because now I could.
See, I've got Ian, man. What do you got?
I could understand that the kids could be damaged if there was some sort of violence involved. I mean, I could certainly see physiological long-term consequences if they, for instance, were raped or molested or had some sexual activity forced upon them. In this case, everything was totally consensual. The only thing that's wrong with this is we've got laws that have been passed that say kids cannot make decisions for themselves. And I think it's an insult. I think it's an insult to young people.
I'm going
to
say, just throw my two cents in there, I have very serious doubt that she had sex with two 15-year-old virgins. I have very serious doubt that they got drunk and lost their virginity to this woman, both of them. I think at this point, they've probably already had sex at least once. She's not damaging them just because they happen to be drunk at the time or because she's older than the other
girls. She
got
them drunk.
Well, so, wait. Now, what makes you suggest that they've had sex before? I mean, what evidence leads you to that point?
Because they're 15-year-old kids going and drinking at some strange woman's house and then
being... She may not be strange to them.
Okay, fine. She may not be strange to them. But at the same time, I just, from the way that article was written and the description of what took place, I've got a really strong feeling that those two kids weren't virgins.
Well, and even if they were.
Well, let's suppose they were. Do you remember the first time you had sex?
Yeah.
Was it a special, important time for you?
No, it was awkward.
I'm not asking if it was awkward. I'm asking if it was special and important.
No.
No?
No, it was just the first time I had sex.
It was the first time you had sex, but did you, you know, it was the beginning of a relationship, the
no.
relationship was budding.
No.
Yeah, I remember, and yes, it was.
No, it wasn't the beginning of a relationship, no.
No, you were already in a relationship.
Yeah, I was in a relationship.
But it was the beginning of that relationship.
So the first time you have sex is not something you really want to remember too well, because it usually isn't that great.
And these boys really can't, because they were F-faced, you know what I mean? They were three sheets to the wind.
You're making a presumption there. They may have only had a couple of beers. Might have had a light buzz.
I believe that it said she supplied liquor, did it not?
Isn't it?
They may have had a shot and then some sex.
Isn't it true that when you drink, it is more difficult for many men to actually perform, to actually have sex?
Do you think it's okay to, say, liquor up a 16-year-old girl and then have sex with her?
Well, that's okay.
I know, I'm asking you.
I don't care what other people do.
No, I'm asking you.
Would I do something like that? No, of course not.
So you think it's wrong?
I just wouldn't do something like that.
I'm afraid.
I think the 16-year-old girl can make whatever choices about alcohol she wants to.
Oh, but can she then make choices about sex after she's gotten S-faced?
Of course she can. And I can't stand it when people come out and say, well, I was drunk. I can't make decisions when I'm drunk. That was rape.
It certainly doesn't hold water in a case.
You drank and you accept the consequences of drinking. What do you think? 800-259-9231. Was this woman in the wrong, or should we just let her out of jail and say, go, get on with your life. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now. Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free numbers 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. On our website, we got all kinds of stuff, including the wiki. Over 650 unique pages created by you, the listeners. You can go and explore it and add to it, edit it, change whatever you want virtually on wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones, it is the show about your calls. Let's talk to Johnson in Florida. Johnson, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, okay, buddy.
I wanted to talk about psychological and physiological effects of having drunken sex with an underage, you know, minor.
Okay.
One of the things that, and I read a lot of psychology stuff, it's one of the things that I just enjoy doing on my side because I find that the brain is a fascinating thing.
Uh-huh.
And imprinting with certain types of behaviors is one of the things that can happen the younger you are.
Sure.
Now, this is especially true of sexual experiences. So, for example, a woman, an older woman having sex with somebody who's, you know, clearly underage and getting them drunk and having this be some of their first sexual experiences could very well result in imprinted behavior, so that that person, from then on forward, maybe they have some sort of a strange addiction to authority and have to have sex with only people who are authoritarian over them, or can only find satisfaction through sexual relations involving alcohol, where they have to be drunk in order to find satisfaction.
Mm-hmm. And is that necessarily a bad thing?
Doesn't sound good. It doesn't sound good to me.
I mean
if you're limited by your behavior, you have to do something to find,
I see where you're coming from, Johnson. But to be fair, I mean, isn't it the case that most kids in America are drinkers? I mean, a majority of high school students have gotten drunk. I mean, certainly at least once. A lot of them drink on a regular basis. So, I mean, you're arguing against people getting drunk and having sex at a young age, but people get drunk and have sex at 18, 19, 20, 21.
He's also arguing that people 18, 19, 20, 21 are more able to handle it than people who are 13, 14, 15.
Exactly.
I mean, you're really arguing, you're saying, well, yeah, well, we shouldn't be held responsible. Where does it end, though, with your little world? I mean, does it end at 8?
The suggestion that I'd like to make is that you said something earlier, that one of the first comments about this by one of the women in the neighborhood or something like that was something along the lines of, you know, she said, I guess it's okay, but I don't think that they're ready, or you know, said something about the age or them not being ready. I don't remember what the exact comment was, but it seems
I'm looking
to me
for that. I don't see that. It was the neighbor said it's surprising, shocking, and disgusting.
Surprising, shocking, disgusting. But there was another comment made, I think you said before that. But what I would say along the lines of that comment, I wish I could remember it exactly, it just seems to indicate that testing or something other than age is what should happen, because I
Johnson's
think
bringing back his testing idea.
He loves that testing thing.
Testing
I don't
is
know.
A...
I don't know, you know, I don't know how exactly to talk about it, but I don't think that, you know, an arbitrary age is appropriate, because I think that there are some people who get involved in situations probably that are, you know, even when they're, you know, 21, that are not old enough yet or not ready
they're
yet
damaging,
to...
sure. And well, I'm not arguing that these situations are not damaging. I'm not making that argument. I'm just saying that people should be free to get into these situations, and we should not have to be paying to lock this woman in jail for 3 years because of it, or however long the sentence is.
Well, I would argue that there should be set ages with thresholds for different ages. For instance, an 18-year-old shouldn't go to prison for having sex with a 17-year-old. And I think that, you know, most states with the best laws as far as these things go do handle that.
Now, here's a concept that I'd like to bring up that I think is directly
let me finish real quick. Finish the thought. And okay. I think that that instead of legislators handing down rules as far as how long people go to prison for, the judges should. And that way they get to, you know, and one man can sit there and look at the situation and give his best opinion. Go ahead.
See, I think that having those predefined age limits it's a one-size-fits-all thing, and that's, of course, standard government role to think that one-size-fits-all. And I would think that by now, with the amount of psychological testing that we've started to develop and with the, you know, brain scans and all sorts of different things that we have, I'm not suggesting that testing need to be done. You know, I know I've said in the past that licensing or whatever, I think that psychological testing or evaluations could be done just to give someone an idea. I mean, if it were made into kind of a free society thing where it would say, you know, people could say, look, you're not ready yet for this sort of behavior, you're not ready for this type of thing, psychological testing could be done just to give people an idea of where they're at emotionally or intellectually.
So you're not calling for a government organization to provide this testing. You're saying it should be done by, like, Planned Parenthood or something like that?
Maybe something like that. I mean, for example, you can have physiological tests to know that, hey, it might not be the best thing for you if you go out and you run 5 miles right now. You might have a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there should be psychological tests to give people an idea of their emotional fitness. You know, or their psychological fitness and their well-being as well.
So the idea would be
evaluated.
The idea would be, so for instance, if you were at a party and you met up with somebody and you were sexually interested in that other person, you might be concerned as to whether or not they'd actually been evaluated. So you would ask for some sort of evaluation paperwork or some sort of sex card, basically, like a sex
authorization
card.
Maybe that sounds a little bit over the top. I'm thinking more along the lines of, for example, there are people who are involved in, like, Sex Anonymous or something like that. This is an idea. I'm not saying this is directly, but there are people who are involved in, like, sexual addiction programs, and they know that, hey, I'm not ready yet to get involved in this sort of situation because of, you know, my behavior. I don't think that in the situation that we're referring to here, we're talking about an adult manipulating a minor. It's a different situation than what
you're saying manipulating, but I mean, I don't know if I agree if it's manipulation or not. I know that when I was 15, 16 years old, the friends that I hung around with were very aware of what alcohol was. They were very aware of what drinking did, the fact that, you know, it's something that they were seeking out, actively seeking this out.
So are you telling me that a child isn't more easily manipulable than an adult?
I didn't say that. All I'm saying is that when I was that age, the friends that I knew were aware of what alcohol was and were very, very eager to access it.
Right,
so,
okay, but here's the problem with that theory is that with a child, you can manipulate them into doing almost anything. They're too young to understand what's going on.
Well,
if
maybe that's why we should get rid of the age of...
put them in a room and manipulate them into taking poison.
Maybe
you know?
That's why we should get rid of the age of consent as far as buying alcohol is concerned. That way adults can't hold alcohol out as a carrot, you know, essentially the beer can on a stick, basically, and say, hey, kids, come over to my house tonight, and I'll give you some alcohol.
I would agree with that.
If kids were able to buy alcohol like anybody else can from stores that were willing to sell it to them, then adults would have less of an ability to manipulate kids. What do you think of that?
I don't know that that's true. Yes, they'd have less ability to manipulate kids in that particular instance. It doesn't make kids any less manipulable. I'm talking about their level of psychological awareness.
I'm talking about the fact that
a child is just simply more easily manipulatable.
All right, Johnson, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Torgo, you just sort of absorbed all that. Any thoughts?
Sorry, I was still thinking at that particular moment, just kind of, you put me on the spot there, buddy.
I was wondering who was going to pay for the licensing and registering program.
Well, that's why he said it wasn't going to be a government.
Well, that's easy to say, but then the government enforces whether or not people have been
licensed. I don't
think
he was calling for that. Yeah. He did not once call for government involvement.
No. As soon as someone doesn't have a complete solution, you immediately assume they're calling for government to do it. Why do you have to be wrong all the time?
More on the way. 800-259-9231. Torgo's going to tell us about some parents with an interesting reward system. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark. And join us online, freetalklive.com. Our website has updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show or something new on our site, we'll send it to your email box. Via the updates list, you can get on it for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com. So, still talking about kids and age of consent and sex. This woman in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, 30 years old, is now facing charges for throwing in a so-called alcohol party for teenagers and then having sex with two of those teenagers. And, Mark, you're saying that it's okay. You think it's a good idea this woman is being thrown into jail. You think she's taken advantage of these two young men and that she should be punished, and we should all pay for it, right? Pretty much summarize your position.
I wouldn't say the pay for it part. I would think that she should stand trial, and whatever her punishment is given by a jury of her peers.
What do you think the damages should be then? I mean, you're talking about maybe some compensation here, some restitution for the so-called victims. What's an appropriate restitution for getting the kids drunk, something they wanted to do, and getting them to have sex with you, something else they wanted to do.
All right, kids, I'm sorry I threw a party, got you drunk, and then had sex with you. I really apologize that you had
$20,000.
I really apologize that you had a great time at my place this weekend, so to make it up to you in order to in some way try and compensate for the anguish you're feeling from the rockin' party we had.
Yeah.
I think I'll take you to Disney World. Woo!
I think they should get a certain amount of psychological evaluation, and you can't compensate for something like virginity.
Now wait a minute. You're talking about sending kids to psychological evaluation after they've just made two choices. You're basically going to tell these kids, "You're crazy. We think you're crazy. Come here and talk to this doctor, and he's going to ask you a bunch of questions about why you went and got drunk and had sex because there's something wrong with you." You shouldn't be doing those things as a teenager. That's what we're telling kids, is that sex is bad, sex is wrong, and if you're a teenager, you shouldn't be engaging in it, and if you do, you should be psychologically evaluated.
I think
you're going to punish these kids for having sex with this woman?
I think we're telling toddlers that too. Do you have a problem with that?
What? Nobody's ever told a toddler that. What are you talking about?
Well, I'm sure some people have.
I'm just telling you, man, there has to be a line, and you don't want there to be a line. And if there's no line, then I can go screw a four-year-old.
Why would you want to do something like that? And
because
why would you allow
would
your four-year-old...
I would be a sick, twisted individual.
You'd be sick for allowing your four-year-old to go off and do something like that.
Well,
I mean,
what if I go to the Kmart and I bring a stick of candy and I say, "Hey, little four-year-old, want to come to my car with me?" And they do.
So you're saying that parenting doesn't come into play when the parents have let their child be lured out of Kmart by a man with a candy cane?
I think that kids can be lured.
You're saying that the responsibility to have kept an eye on that child doesn't fall on the parents?
I think that all the responsibility falls on the parents, and no one's perfect, and all Ian's doing is opening the door to sexual predators to be able to run around willy-nilly raping four-year-olds.
Yeah, because that just happens
How do you intend to stop that?
How do you intend to stop it now? Because if it's happening, if it would be happening then, it would also be happening now. But
I'm
going to
put them in jail for a really long time.
Oh, there's a deterrent?
They're deterred from raping four-year-olds the whole time they're in jail.
Oh, so let them get away with it once.
What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, if your goal is to stop four-year-olds from being raped, in this case, putting someone in jail after the fact isn't that much of a deterrent either, because then you're still saying, well, we got to let him rape the kid once before we can put him away. So, I mean, either way, you're still advocating that it's okay every once in a while for a four-year-old to get raped in order to keep the streets clean.
As always, when I propose a sensible solution, like getting rid of age of consent laws so we don't have to pay through the nose to put these people that are sexually consenting, and they're not adults, but they are still consenting, in jail, or give them forced psychological counseling, like you're talking about here, Mark, when I bring up something like that, you're just like the people that say, what about the roads? Well, here you are. What about the four-year-olds? Do we have an incredible glut of people having sex with four-year-olds today? No, we don't. The stories show up from time to time, very occasional, and it usually is somebody within a family. Usually it's an uncle or some, you know, a stepfather or a mother doing something to her kids.
But if we didn't have age of consent laws, it would happen way more often, because that law right there is what's keeping all those people back. As soon as those laws go away, the floodgates will open and all the four-year-olds are just going to get...
Second.
Oh, I'm not saying that that's the truth. You're just making it okay. Like the 4-year old rapist
is okay.
Yes, you are.
No, now you're taking the position of these idiots that always say, "Well, you're sending a message. This law sends a message," and you're saying that by getting rid of these laws that we'd be sending the message that having sex with 4-year olds is okay. That would not be a message that was being sent. Nobody would be saying, "And as we repeal this law today, we're letting you know, public, that it's all right to have sex with small children." No one is going to say anything like that, and nobody believes that that's okay, Mark.
Okay, you maniac, then what are you going to do with people that have sex with four-year-olds?
I would socially ostracize.
Okay, so I have sex with a four-year-old. How are you going to do that?
Well, you wouldn't be allowed to be on my show anymore. Goodbye.
Okay.
Then I would talk about on the radio how Mark Edge has sex with 4-year olds.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. And then people around town and people around the country would know who you are and that you're a sick F.
Well, there's statistically
less than 1% of the people that listen to this particular show, and it's not really compelling radio, so no other shows are going to pick it up and run with it or anything like that. So suppose you can actually manage in this town to get that to happen. I'll just move to another one. I'll move to Fairbanks, Alaska.
Okay.
Now what?
Man, you'd have to peel all those extra layers of bundled up clothing and stuff. That's not worth it. Move to California where the 4-year-olds are scantily clad, at least.
Once again, it's the parents' responsibility to keep their children safe. And if they allow a predator like Mark Edge to come around and touch their 4-year-olds, then they're the ones with the problem.
It sounds to me like you're endorsing the predator.
800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. How do you feel about where Mark is coming from on this sex with teens issues here? He is calling for the support of the current laws, which are essentially age of 18 or 17 or 16 being the age of consent. Basically, this situation is that a woman who's in her 30s had sex with two young males, approximately, we're guessing, around age 15. She lured them to her apartment, plied them with alcohol, and then took advantage of them. And Mark is suggesting that if we got rid of the age of consent laws, that we'd be sending a message to everybody that it would be okay to have sex with 4-year-olds. 1-800-259-9231. And none of us, Torgo and I, have never made that suggestion. And as I pointed out, the instances of people actually getting caught having sex with small children are very few and far between, and when it does happen, it's usually a family situation. So, for instance, you ask what I would do about it. In most cases, I wouldn't care, unless I happen to be close to it, and then I would ostracize the person. For instance, in Utah and in Arizona, there are small sects of ultra-religious zealots. They live in sort of secluded areas. There aren't even really roads that go to these areas. They just sort of live out in the middle of nowhere. And they have this basically compound sort of a structure. People get married. They force the girls, the young girls, to marry certain men at very young ages. I mean, we're talking 10, 11, 12. There's a lot of sexual activity that goes on here, and nobody goes after these people. I'm not in. What they're doing, in my opinion, is wrong. They're having sexual activity with very young girls, but I'm not at all motivated to go in there with guns a-blazing and stop them from doing it.
Well, what would you say to somebody whose 9-year-old little girl was raped on her way coming home from school, lured and I don't know how, picked up, grabbed, brought into the neighbor's house, and raped? And then sort of let go. What would you say to that person? I'm sorry, you can't do anything about it?
Hold on, Mark. This is the third or fourth time you've used rape as an example, and no one's been talking about rape.
Okay, lured the 9-year-old in with candy and said, hey, come on in here. I got $100 for you and some candy bars. I don't know, whatever
that
it is.
That would make her a teenage whore, and she'd be subject to arrest
and
confiscation.
She'd be preteen. She's
preteen
nine.
Whore, that's right. She'd be subject to arrest and confiscation.
But are you dodging the question?
No, I'm answering your question.
Okay, the guy is a statutory rapist.
He'd be arrested for for being a John.
A 9-year-old
and buying
girl
sexual services from a 9-year-old.
The 9-year-old. You're so sick, man.
You're the one suggesting that a 9-year-old would take a candy and money and give up sex. In which case, that would be a crime, and you should support the laws against prostitution, shouldn't you?
How are you going to prove?
Then
how
she'd
are you
be
gonna,
taking advantage
how are you
of
going to prove in that particular instance? A 9-year-old, she can't really struggle against me. I mean, there's no bruises or anything like that. How are you going to prove when I say she gave it up for the candy bar and she
says... I just think it's sick that you've thought up so many different ways to get 9-year-olds in your house.
Actually, they're just coming to him like that. He's not even spending any time on it. But the thing is, sure, she's going to have her side of the story. You're going to have your side of the story. Either way, in most cases of rape, let's say, Mark, that you lured the 9-year-old into your house with candy and that you did, in fact, rape the 9-year-old girl. In most cases where there's not evidence to prove to the contrary, the court still leans in the direction of the victim, which would be the girl in this case.
Yeah, none of us are advocating rape.
So we're not talking about rape. If she gave it up consensually, you got nothing.
And there's always the chance that daddy's going to find out and come along and beat the crap out of you. Hour 2 is on the way. It's your show, Free Talk Live, to control the airwaves.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.